Welcome back to Liberty and Finance. We're delighted to have this returning guest live. This is live and untaped and unscripted. We have Gregory Mannarino, the founder of TradersChoice.net, here with us on Liberty and Finance for a live stream because we just got a breaking story, which is exactly what Greg's been predicting for forever, but especially for the last week or two about a consolidation in the banking industry. Greg, thanks for joining us again here on Liberty and Finance.
Great to be here finally. I am sorry that we had an issue a while back, but I'm glad to be here now.
Our viewers always are eager to hear from you because they say, you tell it like it is, and you are very unabashed at telling people the truth when it's necessary to say that the emperor has no clothes on. You're the first guy to say it. You've been saying it for years. And one of the things you've been talking about recently and for a long time is becoming your own central bank, owning physical assets, and getting outside the system to the extent that you can afford to, and only keeping a minimal exposure inside the system rather than your entire nest egg. Just today, Wall Street Silver Reddit Group just put out a video that shows Janet Yellen from the Treasury being grilled by Congress and from Oklahoma asking if they're going to bail out all of the community banks to the extent that they did this so-called too big to fail bank. I thought maybe we could watch that video together quickly and then get into why this is so important for people to understand. I'm going to be able to share my screen here in just a moment. I hope this will work out. And what's said in this video as I'm getting there is it's basically Janet Yellen is being cornered into admitting the truth of what she's trying not to say. She's trying very hard not to say, and yet she says it by what she's trying not to say, and that is that the Fed is going to pick winners and losers together with the FDIC and her as the head of the Treasury, and they're going to, and we've been watching this consolidation of all kinds of parts of the economy, picking winners and losers, and always concentrating power into fewer and fewer hands until what we end up with is just one bank to rule them all, one bank to own them. So that's just what you've been warning us about for years. So let me get there and I'll be right with you.
Will the deposits in every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of their size, be fully insured now? Are they fully recovered? Every bank, every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of the size of the deposit, will they get the same treatment that SVB just got or Signature Bank just got?
A bank only gets that treatment if a majority of the FDIC board, a supermajority of the Fed board, and I, in consultation with the president, determine that the failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk and significant economic and financial consequences.
So what is your plan?
Make that determination.
Right. So what is your plan to keep large depositors from moving their funds out of community banks into the big banks? We have seen the mergers of banks over the past decade. I'm concerned you're about to accelerate that by encouraging anyone who has a large deposit in a community bank to say, we're not going to make you whole, but if you go to one of our preferred banks, we will make you whole at that point.
That's certainly not something that we're encouraging.
That is happening right now.
That is happening because depositors are concerned about the bank failures that have happened and whether or not other banks could also fail.
It's happening because you're fully insured no matter what the amount is. If you're in a big bank, you're not fully insured if you're in a community bank.
Well, you're not fully insured. And
you were at Signature, it just barely met that threshold. You were at Signature.
Well, we felt that there was a serious risk of contagion that could have brought down and triggered runs on many banks, and that something, given that our judgment is that the banking system overall is safe and sound, depositors should have confidence in the system.
Okay, There you have it from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, that they have confidence in the banking system. People should have confidence in the banking system. It is safe and sound. And that's why they had to bail out with no limit depositors at SVB, because it was a systemic risk. The system that is safe and sound was at systemic risk. Greg, can you bring us into your interpretation and help people understand this double speak that Yellen is saying? It sounds like she's saying exactly what the senator from Oklahoma was concerned about, that anybody who has large deposits is going to be fleeing small regional local banks because they're not going to be fully insured there, but they will be in these too big to fail banks. And this would be this culling, just like we saw during the lockdowns and businesses, and there's going to be one bank to rule them all eventually if you take it to the extreme. But what's your view of this?
I'm not surprised at all. This is exactly what they want to do. We, on my blog, I said this would happen. It's an incredible thing. I said, watch what's going to happen now. People are going to start pulling their cash. This, what people are not being told right now, there are runs on banks right now. First Republic, I mean, this is incredible what they're doing here. First Republic apparently got $30 billion from 11 Wall Street banks. It's a rescue, but it's not a rescue. What it is this $30 billion is being used because people are withdrawing their cash. They're funding the withdrawals. That's what it is. It's not a rescue of the bank. It's not a saving of the bank. This $30 billion is being pulled by the depositors, and they're taking that cash and putting it right back into those same banks that just gave First Republic that $30 billion. This is incredible because this is how it's being sold. CNN Business, Fox Business, Bloomberg, they're all selling it as a rescue. It's not a rescue. It's just a way that people aren't going to panic. Okay, here's $30 billion, so take your cash out, and now they're getting it back. But people don't understand here, and I covered this in my video, came out about an hour ago, I imagine here. The system right now, completely, if you look at the Federal Reserve, go to the Federal Reserve's website, you will see that in existence, there is just over $2.5 trillion actual dollars. The rest of it does not exist. There is only 10%. 10% of the currency is in the United States. 90% of it is digital. It doesn't exist. It's not on the elemental chart. This is why they are fearing these bank runs. And there's going to be, I think we're going to see, forget about the big depositors, okay? The small depositors, they want their cash out. I know personally know people who are pulling their cash out of these institutions right now. And what are they doing? Putting it into the big banks, just as we knew what would happen here. It's a consolidation of the system here. She can't allow people to know that. They're fostering this by every way that they possibly can. This was allowed to happen. Like everything else is allowed to happen. There is no way that the banking regulators missed this, that she missed this, that the Federal Reserve didn't see this coming, because you, me, and the people that follow our work knew this was going to happen. And this is nothing. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There is going to be runs on the big banks. Wait till one fails. Credit Suisse right now, we'll see what happens with that. This is why Yellen over there is met with Jamie Dimon today. And the more than likely the other CEOs of the Wall Street banks to decide how they're going to play this out. Of course, it's all closed door. We're not allowed to know this. Just like we weren't, you know how this played out? And you know this. We were not allowed to know which banks were getting these loans from the Federal Reserve to keep them liquid, whatever. But it was so obvious to me, and I talked about this in the video, watch the money. Watch which banks got bid up. And we could see what was, they're calling these bridge loans. Bridges to what? Bridges to combining these institutions with the large banks. That's all they're doing here. Janet Yellen, this guy really had her by the throat. She, you know, really had to admit that that's exactly what they are doing here. Then they are fostering exactly what we would expect to happen in this kind of an environment. It's unbelievable. But this is, again, they're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic so they can issue their new system to us. They have to get the right players in here. A lot of these smaller regional banks are not going to want to play ball here. I'm just curious as to what they're going to do with the credit unions, because credit unions are a different animal in many ways. Credit unions operate not for profit. So How are they going to, I mean, I think personally credit unions, first of all, their deposits are insured to $500,000, more than the FDIC 250 generally. And so I don't know how the Fed's going to get that to work. I think people are asking me, hey, Greg, you know, I'm going to pull my cash out of these smaller regional banks here. Where's the best place to put it? I'm telling people to put it under their mattress. But if they can't do that, I would say the next safest place would probably be a credit union, but I don't think anything is safe here. This stuff, the whole financial system, this whole thing is melting down around us as we would have expected it to do. And now they're consolidating the system here, fostering people to pull their cash out of the smaller institutions and put them in the big institutions. It's amazing how they're doing this and how they're selling it again, the lies, the deceptions to the people. Oh, yes, it's a rescue for First Republic. No, it isn't. They just got liquefied so people can pull their cash out and put it back into the same banks. It's a revolving door. The same banks that are applying this liquidity, they're getting it right back. And then some. You know, about 8 months ago, I explained to people, it was so obvious, no deposits, no loans, no deals. Okay, so the banking system, I kept saying the banking system was in trouble, but we're in trouble because these institutions will consolidate. They will not be allowed to fail. The smaller banks are going to be absorbed into the bigger banks, as we can clearly see. And it's just, that's the way it's going to play out. It's interesting. It really is.
There's so many elements of that. I guess let's start with that first one, the huge financial incentives, as you've talked about, in times of crisis, in times of distress, when there's blood in the streets, those with the deepest pockets come in and scoop up the bargains, pennies on the dollar. And that's happened in the Great Depression, 1929 through 1933. It happened in the GFC with the failure of Lehman Brothers, et cetera. You talked to us about that. Can you talk about that briefly? Help people understand what the huge financial incentives are there for the big banks to lick their chops, as you've said, and be able to scoop up the non-toxic assets that are remaining with these failing middle and small-sized banks?
That's exactly what's going to happen. We already witnessed this happen during the last time with Washington Mutual, with Bear Stearns. Same thing here, obviously on a smaller scale, but multiple, so it'll equal probably to about the same thing. But so what they're going to do here, obviously, look, if you recall, right at the beginning when they found out that these banks were collapsing here, SVB was the first one here, and there was going to be a one-off, there was nothing to worry about. You remember how they were selling this to everyone? Obviously, that was a lie, and they floated out Biden and Maxine Waters, whatever it is, you know, to tell it to lie to us. Of course, that's what all they can possibly do. But honestly, what's going to happen here is these banks, their assets are going on fire sale. Their assets are going to be on sale, and the big banks are drooling all over the place again because they're in the same boat. No deposits, no loans, no deals. Now they're getting all the deposits they want from these smaller institutions that are going to be sacrificed for the greater good. That's how they're going to sell it to us. Okay. But they're going to get the price of these assets for nothing. And all the bad assets, they're not going to, the large banks are not going to have any exposure to that at all. They're going to get all the good assets. Right now, that's what they're doing. They're going through the books. These bridge loans that the Federal Reserve has now issued to these institutions, it's a bridge for people to get in there, look at the bank's books and say, okay, what's here that we want and what do we don't want? What they don't want is going to be put on the back yet again of the American people, and the big banks, the big institutions are going to be getting assets for pennies on the dollar. And they're going to be very, very happy. They're going to make obscene amounts of money off of it.
Okay. The next theme of that you just led into is anytime you get monopolization, you get consolidation, 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 and concentrated power. We've seen concentration on the COMEX. The largest traders dominate the COMEX and the LBME. We had that back in the London gold pool in the past. We've had it when anybody's tried to monopolize any market. Now you're seeing the entire financial banking system getting consolidated or on the road to consolidation. And where does that lead to? And so people can see what are the next steps in that progression, most logically, from your viewpoint.
Well, this is always what it always is. More power concentrated in the hands of the few, more control. I've been broadcasting literally for I don't know how long now, explaining to people that that's exactly what's going on here. It's about a concentration of power into the few. It's how it always has been here. This is how they control the masses here. And they've really played this unbelievably well, created dependency on the system. This is why we will never have a revolution or a revolt here. They're making sure that people are on the government's roster here. And, you know, they're not going to want that cut off. But so anyway, so what's going to end up happening here is very easy. People are going to support it, of course, as long as they know they're going to be made whole one way or the other. People don't care. As long as it hits them in their, it doesn't hit their pocketbook. If it hits them in their pocketbook, they start to wake up. And it's a very interesting phenomenon that's happened to me personally over the past, I don't know, 4 days or so. People have been calling me who I haven't heard from in years, years. Hey, Greg, you know, I didn't know who to talk to, but you seem like the right guy. What do you think about this? I tell them to watch my videos. I mean, these people I'm not even close to anymore. I'll just sketch it. But I say, go watch this video because, you know, these are people also as well who totally thought I was nuts years ago. Oh, no, I don't. Greg, no, no, no. He's a little out there. Now they want my advice. How does that work? And if any of you people are listening to me, my old friends, don't bother calling me. I won't pick it up. But I mean, come on, man. It's crazy. You know, it's, you know how it is. You and I have dealt with this, and people who follow our work for so long that we're loony. We're wearing a tinfoil hat. But all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. This is getting pretty real, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're in good company because for the past 3 years, it has been proven that conspiracy theorists, in general, have been more accurate than the official sources, than the authorities, than the government narrative, than the fact checkers at all the major social media platforms on most topics that really matter, vitally important to people's lives. Okay,
because we pay attention to what's going on.
Not only pay attention, I think there's more to it than that, because that assumes that the people who are advancing the false narrative aren't paying attention.
They're just reading the script.
Conflict of interest as well.
It's true. I really believe that. They're sitting, look, I used to, years ago, I used to talk to a lot of these guys that's on CNBC, a couple of them. I won't mention their names because I think it would be probably bad if they got out here made public, but we don't talk anymore. Not at all. I've been completely cut off. They don't want to talk to me. I frankly don't want to talk to them either. But, you know, they revealed things to me at that time that, you know, hey, Greg, you know, we know what's going on. We know what's happening. You know, we got to play the game. Okay. And I think people get it. They're playing a game. They're reading a script. That's all they do. They get paid nice sums to do this. You and me, we're out here telling it like it is. We don't read any scripts here. We're just talking out of what we know, what we can see, what we can observe from our contacts or whatever it might be. And then, you know, obviously, you know, putting this together in our own way and then getting our information out to the people who follow our work. You know, we have a responsibility to these people, unlike the mainstream, who has a responsibility to no one. You know, and I personally think, and I've been telling people this, that the information is controlled. All the information is controlled. I think the Fed is the gatekeeper to everything, including the flow of information. And they allow people to know what they think they should know. And then they twist it around everywhere they want to. And then they float out this authority figure and that authority figure, because they're authority figures. They know what they're talking about. You better listen to them. You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible.
Yeah, we had one, the highest paid government employee until very recently, who actually claimed he was the embodiment of science, and anybody who contradicted him was contradicting science. If anybody knows who we're talking about, you know who we're talking about. Okay, next theme on this. There's so many parts to this. Now we pull out the next theme. This consolidation and this monopolization is, as Yellen keeps saying, as she said last Friday, remember last Friday, as we were heading into the weekend, coincidental, that they weren't going to do bailouts. Remember the Dodd-Frank Act says, no, never again will we do government bailouts of banks. It's that because that falls on the taxpayer. No, we're going to do it with depositors next time, bail-ins. And then by the end of last weekend, Yellen had flipped around the other way and said, okay, yes, everybody's going to be made whole in SVB. And she said today on that video, it's because there was systemic risk. And at the same time, we want people to have confidence in the system. And that's why we're having to do these extraordinary things, pull together emergency groups over the weekend and come out with programs and platforms we've never had before to address systemic risk, is because the system is so stable. Can you please talk to us about this? Which way is it? Are we at critical systemic risk in the banking system, which is what the body language is saying, or should we believe the words coming out of all of these talking heads telling us, everything's fine here, nothing to see here, folks, go back to your lives as usual?
I'll tell you what's interesting. Look at the titles of a couple of my videos right before this whole thing came to light. I was putting systemic meltdown. So the system is melting down. This is obviously, look, the system is coming down. It's coming down by design. The risk is off the charts. The system is insolvent, and they're trying to pump it right now to try to keep it alive while they absorb the smaller banks into the larger banks and it's going to be for our own good to reduce risk. But I think confidence, it's a con job, is waning. And this is why I've been getting, my phone was ringing as we're doing this. It's ringing from numbers. I don't know who these freaking people are. I don't even pick up numbers. I don't know who they are. I guarantee these are friends. I probably deleted ex-friends who are now looking for some kind of whatever they are. They should be watching this video. But honestly, so that's it. The system is being redesigned. We've known this for a very, very long time. And just, you know, people who follow our work, I think, are not surprised at all. They got to put the pieces together in a certain kind of a way so it will work. Now, with what I just said, I believe there's a loss of confidence in the system. I believe we're going to see a Herculean effort to try to, they're going to try to restore that confidence here. That's with, you know, more cash just magically created out of nothing. I think it's 2.3 trillion from the Fed. I don't know the exact number. I heard it was 2.3 trillion. They're going to pump into the banking system. Maybe you know better than me. I don't know. And I think that's just the beginning. I think other central banks are going to also keep pumping whatever it takes. But again, it comes down to confidence. That's why the system functions only off of confidence. It doesn't function off of anything real. It's just confidence that it will function. And this is why I think it's very possible we're going to see more runs on these smaller banks, which means the bigger banks are going to have to come up with more cash to put into the small banks, which can subsequently be pulled out by the depositors. But keep in mind, there's only $2.3 trillion on the planet. That's all there is. The rest of it doesn't exist. It's all digital. So when people go in to get their cash and it's not there, what are the people going to do? They're going to panic here. Or maybe they'll be restricted. That's going to be the next step. I think they're going to start restricting it if they have no choice to do that. I hope that's what they're hoping to avoid, is more bank runs. There's definitely runs on First Republic. There's going to be runs on other banks. And then I really do believe runs on the larger banks. And they're going to shut people out. They're not going to allow people to take out their cash because it's not there. There's no cash there. There's not enough actual cash for people to withdraw. So I've been telling people for months, take your cash out of these institutions. Only leave in there what you need to function. I think that's pretty sound advice.
Yeah, we've been increasingly hearing reports from clients who are purchasing physical precious metals that they're getting the third degree, as they say, from their bank. In fact, one client said, I'll send you a check this time because I don't want to go through what I went through last time when I went into the bank and asked for a wire to be sent out. We've heard many testimonies of people who said that they've not just filled out the little 8-question Patriot Act form, it's called, to say that I can send a wire because I'm not doing funding terrorism and all this stuff, but they're getting actual bank executives in some cases coming in and trying to dissuade them from taking their money out of the bank. And when I was speaking behind closed doors with my banker about that, first he said, well, you know, there's a lot of fraud going on. There's a lot of wire fraud going on. We have a fiduciary responsibility to protect our clients. But I said, isn't there more to it than that? He said, well, we are being told to watch keeping money on deposit and deposits on account and to prevent money from leaving the banks. So that phenomenon of in a fractional reserve banking system, you're right. If people start to withdraw what they believe is theirs from the banks, the whole system cannot tolerate that. Can you explain that so people really, really grasp that? I know you've talked about it 100 times. If you could just give us a nutshell of it right now, that'd be helpful.
Sure. Well, it's just, so you know, I believe most people understand the fractional reserve system, meaning you deposit X in the bank, they loan out 90% of it. But that's not even the worst part of it. The worst part of it is the system, there's not enough cash at all anywhere. So this $30 billion that this First Republic just got, it's going to be gone. It's probably gone now already. Then what are they going to do after that? I don't know how much in deposits that bank had. Maybe that was exactly what they had. I don't know. But I can tell you we're going to see more of that. And then these banks are going to go on fire sale, like we said. But again, the system is just illiquid. And no matter what they do, it's never enough. And the debt-based economic model is a curse upon the earth. It demands that we continue to create reasons to pull cash into the now from the future. And it's a failing system. We're reaching that moment of maximum saturation that I've warned about for years, meaning the system would become so overloaded with debt, we would see exactly what we're seeing. The first step is inflation globally that cannot be controlled, then a consolidation of the banking system. And then if this really gets going, we're going to see bank runs around the world, which you're not going to see. A lot of this stuff is going to be hidden from people, especially if it's overseas or in some kind of a controlled environment or a nation that doesn't, you know, share their information. They're not going to see this stuff. There's going to be a lot of effort to cover that up. But that's what's going on now. There are bank runs going on now, and people aren't hearing about it. It's the truth. I mean, massive amounts of withdrawals.
So let's talk about that just for a moment. This orderly demolition, this planned and orderly demolition of the financial system, is mirroring things that are going on politically, geopolitically, with populations moving between countries, with the food system, with lots of things. So when we've talked about preparedness, there's many aspects of that we talk about with our guests. But this particular one about financial, it looks for all the world like for the last 4 or 5 years, the central banks of the world have been acquiring physical gold hand over fist more than they had in the previous 60 years combined, while not talking about it on the news, while not allowing the price to behave naturally, natural price discovery on the major exchanges and so on. So it's like holding the door open long enough for the work that needs to be happen on the down low before you admit what's actually going on. Now, even with the fiat currency banking system, looks like the same thing. As you said, this so-called, you know, bailout of depositors in SVB, is that just a holding the door open long enough for the big influential depositors to get to a place of relative safety before that's allowed to then come on down? So if these bailouts really aren't going to reliquify these banks for their continued operation, but only just holding the door open for consolidation to continue, what's the next step in that end game?
Well, that's exactly how it's playing out. Totally. Again, they can't allow people to really panic yet until they arrange the chairs on the Titanic the way they want. Then they won't care how bad it gets. And then what are they doing? They're setting up the scapegoat. It's China. It's Russia. It's the war. It's this. It's that. Again, everything is in place right now that they can use to point their fingers at. And people have been set up this way for years. You know, we've been hearing China, China, China for quite a long time. And, you know, whoever, again, this is the Fed. The Fed is really the root cause of this. They're driving it all. The IMF, the Federal Reserve, World Bank, which is a for-profit organization. I think we all know that. It's an insane thing. But again, the worst part of this is the vast majority of the population has no clue. No idea what's happening, why it's happening, what's happening to them. They're getting a false sense, in my opinion, right now, of things are getting normal. Again, how this First Republic $30 billion is being sold. It's a rescue. It's a rescue. The big banks, let's thank the big banks. Let's get on our knees and praise them because they are rescuing the bank. That's how it's the wording here. It's not a rescue at all. All they're doing is covering as I said earlier, the withdrawals that are being put right back into the same institutions. So again, they got to try to get this confidence going. But I want people to be, I said earlier in my video, you know, from margin call, be smarter or cheat. We want to be first, meaning we want to get our stuff out first out of these institutions. Like if a stock is plummeting, you want to be the first guy out the door, not the last. Same kind of thing. The system is coming down. It's a big problem. And I hope people are paying attention.
That's my next question for you. We've talked about the problem. We've talked about the misdirection. You've talked about that for years. They're saying, don't look here, look there. Janet Yellen has been a classic example of that. There are many others where they're not admitting how frail, how fragile, how full of risk, how close to the end of it.
They can't do it.
So the next thing is, what must the ordinary person do? What are the small actions that an ordinary person can do to take care of themselves? This is the same question a lot of people are asking you, they're asking everybody, but you've been thinking about this for a long time.
Well, you know, I mean, they got to get out of, they got to get out of the dollar. Number one, the system is coming down. I think they got to be in hard assets. You know that my favorite of all time is right here, right in front of my face. You know, so I love gold too. There you go. You know, I got it all over the place, but you know, but it goes way beyond that too. You know, we need each other here. We need each other more than ever. I've been telling people this every Friday. I leave them off with the same thing: love each other, care about each other, be charitable. It's way beyond the tangible things. It's about us coming together because, you know, we know who the enemy is. It's the central banks. We know what they're trying to pull off here. It's control. And unfortunately, there's not enough of us here. I wish there were, but I really don't know, man. It's interesting to see. That's all I can say.
Well, you've certainly reminded people not to keep their major core holdings, their major nest egg in the banking system or in the fiat currency. So that's number one.
Get out for the longest time.
Yep. And then now, what about that next step or the end game? We talk about how we saw the culling happening during the lockdowns over the past 3 years, where ordinary mom and pop businesses all over the country, all over the world, went out of business, some of them forever.
Well, that's what they're doing now with the banks. Same thing.
There you go.
It's exactly the same thing. And you know, they're gonna wipe these things out. They can't stand. They got to get as few players as they possibly can in here to absorb everything, and then they're gonna roll out the new system, their digital system. We're gonna get rid of this system here, but it's gonna be another fiat system, another completely fiat control mechanism. Unfortunately, and there's a lot of people wishing it's going to be something else, but it ain't.
In such a world where the official system goes completely centralized in control, the ordinary individual has no exit from that. You can't withdraw your cash from a cashless system. How does an ordinary person get by and maintain any shreds of freedom in a system that's designed to prevent them from that?
Well, it's all about exactly. That's what they're doing. And it's astonishing to me how people have been sitting back because they've been made slaves to the system and dependent on it and willingly give up their freedoms and liberties. This is what they're counting on. There are you and me and the people that follow our work. We're a dying breed. We're a rare animal. Most people, they've been zombified. I've been telling people that the zombie apocalypse is real. It's been real for the longest time. People are unable to see the truth. And once they hear the truth, they get angry about it. First thing they do is they lash out. It's amazing. It's astonishing, really. But they've really turned society upside down, inside out. They've mutated the society by repeated psyops, which they're playing right now, obviously, too. It's a cycle of psyops on people to get them to think, act, a certain ways to walk the line, to not God forbid, try to take up a resistance against the system. No, it's all about submission. And it's, like I said, you and me, we're the enemy, man. You and me and the people that follow our work, we're the enemy.
We've interviewed author Michael Rechtenwald, formerly known as the ex-woke professor. He used to be New York University, and now he's completely standing up for freedom. He's written the book about he says that our response to the Great Reset needs to be the Great Refusal. We need to refuse to participate, refuse to cooperate, refuse to comply. Any specific ideas from you on practical ways that ordinary people can refuse to comply with these systems that are being set up to control us?
You can try to act outside the system. I mean, they don't want people to do that. So, you know, use gold and silver to transact. Obviously, you won't be able to do this in stores or anything like that. But the truth of the matter is, they're really going to, they got us bad. They really do. You and I have been out here for years trying to gather people together and, I mean, we've made a lot of progress. There's no doubt about it. We've gotten through to a lot of people, but not enough. Unfortunately, it's not enough. And the thing is, most people are going to want this. They want to be taken care of. They want a system that will fulfill whatever they want. They want to sit home on their rear ends and do nothing. That's okay. Everyone gets a trophy, you know, whatever it might be. This is the system that people have been lulled into, and what they actually, I think, want for the most part. This is why people, you know, they struggle, and they make people struggle because they want people to be taken. They want a sense of I'll be taken care of, and this is not a free society at all. What we're witnessing here it's morphing into a fascist, communist, yet to be defined thing. And we really won't know what the end result is until this new central bank currency hits us, because that's going to be the way they're going to control everything, via knowing what you're doing at every moment of the day. You can't lend someone $5. You know, it's everything. They're going to track us down to the fraction of a cent. We're already one nation under surveillance. We're not one nation under God anymore, though we are. You know, I'm a very spiritual guy. But I mean, we're one nation being watched constantly. They know what we're doing. They're listening to this right now. There's no doubt about it. It's being recorded. It's probably people listening to this. Not only that, and they're evaluating it, what we're doing. You and I, we're the enemy, bro. I'm telling you, me and the people that follow this blog, we are the enemy. Well, but we're the resistance, too, by letting people know what's going on. Knowledge is power.
And if consolidation leads to loss of freedom, then distribution of control to people making their own decisions in their own lives is what preserves freedom. So people become as independent as you possibly can on your source of food, all the things that you need in life. The more we're dependent on central sources, the more we're vulnerable to that kind of control, being cut off from those sources. So a lot more to be said about that. Greg, so grateful that you could just jump on with us at almost zero notice here when this announcement came out. And because it was just exactly in line with everything you've been saying, I wanted you to have a chance for people to hear it from you. And thank you. If people want to follow you more closely, where should they get plugged in?
Go right to my website, traderschoice.net.
Don't forget to sign up for his free newsletter, guys. Greg puts out twice a day and on weekend updates to keep us all on the right page of this stuff. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. It's all free at libertyandfinance.com. Put in your name, your email address, click submit, libertyandfinance.com. You'll get every one of our interviews with all of our guests and our weekly specials. Greg, as always, thanks for joining us on Liberty and Finance.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, the stream has ended.
All right, good deal.